Sal and Mike with Inside Pulse here talking to you today about Skylanders.
Well, hi, Sal. Thanks for coming to the show. Thanks for coming to Comic-Con here. Welcome to San Diego. Weather is wonderful. What we're looking at here is Skylanders Trap Team. Mm-hmm. And what I have on this portal right in front of you, you'll notice that the portal looks a little bit different, right? It's kind of got that clear bottom. It's got a very vibrant surrounding there. And it has this feature up in front here that's kind of brand new. Right, surrounding it and also on the portal are some of our new characters here. First, we have Food Fight. Behind him, we have Snapshot. These are two characters that you'll actually get in the starter pack. But you also see another one here, which is Wildfire. If you actually, we've just recently announced the Dark Edition starter pack as well, in which you'll get Darkfire and an additional trap. And it's uniquely significant because it includes the Chaos trap. It's the only way to be able to get a trap to be able to capture Chaos and play as Chaos in the game. The normal starter pack, will, of course, will include a couple other traps, as well as the portal and the software for whatever system you need. So what we're looking at here today, we're in the again in the first level of the game, Soda Springs, and I've got Food Fight standing out here, one of our core characters. He's great. He fires off little vegetables and fruits and make little versions of himself that are explosive. But I wanted to point out something significant that we're looking at that portal, and that, of course, is that we've got the other section. These characters here that we're looking at that have these weapons that look like they're made out of crystal, they're the same material as you'll see here of the traps, right? They look exactly the same because they're both essentially forged and made out of Traptanium, the substance in the game. Now, once we defeat a mini-boss or a boss in the game, we have over 40 different villains in the game that you can actually battle. And once you have defeated them, you have the option of capturing them. And if you do capture them, you're capturing them into a trap. Now, for our demo here, I've got a couple villains that are already preloaded into the game, that we can actually play with. Here's this first one. Now, this is a magic-type trap. So, again, these traps are correspondent to the elements that are in the game, just like your Skylanders, okay? Why don't you help me out here? Let's put this guy here. This is our magic trap. He's putting it right into the portal there, into that area there, and suddenly,
Hey, Yata.
We have a villain.
Who wants candy?
You'll notice that right away. You can hear him actually speaking from there and coming alive in the game.
Justice.
Looks like a giant pinata, right?
Candy slam!
And of course, what are pinatas filled of? Candy. There you go. That's his attack there. And let's actually try another one here. I'm going to switch him out for
use your attacks
magic
to clear
type
out all this stuff.
An undead type. Why don't you put that in there? And now a completely different villain, an undead villain we captured earlier named Wolfgang.
Oh, I know this guy, I know him!
Again, you can hear him coming from the portal and into the game.
Yeah, I know this guy. I watched the trailer, I know him.
And he's got this killer guitar track here. Doing this solo, repping up the environment. And of course you got a power slide.
Very cool.
Now, the traps themselves can only hold one villain at a time, but you can use them multiple times. So, for example, I might have a character in here which I really love. It's Broccoli Guy. Broccoli Guy can cause a magical glyph on the ground, and suddenly other characters that come to that glyph actually get their health back. So he's really handy to have in battle. But what happens when I encounter a Chompy Mage, right? I have to decide which do I want to set free and which do I want to capture. You can't play villains in all the time in the game. They'll have to eventually return to their trap. And once they do return to their trap, you'll see that he starts recharging his ability there. And they'll even be able to talk to you while they're in that trap, even though they're not in the game.
Use over, Portal Master, for now.
Now, you can play this game on the 360, Xbox One, the PS3, PS4, the Wii U. I happen to be showing it on the Wii U today, and I can even see what character's in the trap on that secondary screen.
To clear out all this stuff.
But actually, let's go forward and show you how we're going to go about capturing a villain in our game.
Does it continue to charge after you take it out?
No, once it has to actually be in the portal to charge to come back out, it remembers where it was. So if I bring it in and out, it's going to stay at that same spot.
Okay. Can you do this on Xbox 360?
Yes, you can.
Yes!
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to bring in Wildfire for a moment. Again, one of our starter characters in the Dark Edition.
Dark Wildfire. He's a
Now he can use his shield, not only as a defensive, but an offensive weapon, and of course he controls the power of fire. And I'm going to find that, of course, that wall up there is going to be impervious. But I'm in Soda Springs, and this absolutely happens to have a lot of soda. So if I agitate the soda, it's going to cause the cork to pop out, and boom, I've knocked down that wall.
Boomstick!
Now you guys recognize what turtles are for, right?
Yep. Yeah, you push them, and then they let you...
Exactly.
Because I have the
games. So I'm actually going to switch out to our other starter character.
Yay! I like this.
Why don't you put
this
one on there for me? This is Snapshot. A water type trackmaster. You'll see that I have both a sword and a bow. I can use that sword as an arrow if I fire it from the bow. Or I can use the sword as its own weapon. Now something that's going to strange be happening, which is when I encounter a villain, I'm going to notice a change in the weapons themselves. Now I can battle villains with any Skylander, but I'm going to be more efficient with the Trapmaster, because this is their job. They're built to do this. Now this is our first villain here. This is a sheep. Now if you played Skylanders, you love sheep, right?
Yeah.
They're everywhere. And they're also usually the first guys that you try out all your new powers on, right? You set them on fire, you crush them, you hit the electric. It doesn't matter, they pop back to normal. Well, this sheep, he's not taking it anymore. So no surprise, he's our first bad guy. Well, how do you tell a good sheep from a bad sheep? Probably machine guns.
Sheep creep.
So you can see my weapon is glowing. I've got that meter on the side to show the health of the villain as I come here. I'm gonna soften him up with some attacks so I can get close enough and use my sword. You can see I've done this once or twice before, right? Obviously, he's our first villain. Defeated. Pretty easy to defeat. And now I have the opportunity to try to capture him. But I'll need a specific portal to match his type, which in this case is a life type portal. Can I have you take this and put that right in there? Great. So now we're going to see a character that existed only in the game, in the villain, be trapped into our physical toy there. Our traps are, you know, shipped empty. You choose what villain you want to be able to put into that
sheep
trap.
Sheep Creep trapped.
So now we've captured Sheep Creep, we can actually play as Sheep Creep using his abilities. And just like our Skylanders, we can actually increase their powers, kind of level them up. So now I get to fire, I get to kind of do that wool explosion.
Press
there.
The tag to play.
And what this is pointing out is the fact that although I've been pulling villains in and out of the trap, you can leave them in there and just switch between your villain and your Skylander with a simple switch of the button. So I can switch right back to there, and I'm back to my core Skylander.
Let's go save this village.
I'm going to take this opportunity to actually switch out to another Skylander. I want Gear Shift. You put Gear Shift on there for me? Now, Gearshift is one of our many female characters in the game. She's actually one of my favorite, and I'll show you why. Check out her weapon there. It's got that spinning gear, kind of looks like a hula hoop, except for it's rather deadly, right? But I can actually change the shape of that, and now it becomes blades. Or I can change the shape of it again, and now I've got a really cool distance weapon.
Very cool.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of versatility on that one.
To get to higher ground.
Do you
get
that with the bomb?
No, do you have to?
No, you have to buy the console, and it comes with a controller.
Exactly.
Don't forget that you can always.
Now, do you have to wait for it to? Do you have to wait for the? The captured criminals that they're calling about. Do we have to wait for it to fully get all the way up, or?
No. Once it makes it, see this line here.
Yes.
It'll come down here, but as long as it's above this line, I can bring it in and out.
And swap
them
in and out.
If it's below that line, it's too critical. It does have to spend some time charging. Now I'm going to switch back. Now this element that I'm seeing out there, that's Traptanium. That's the raw material of which all these Trapmaster's weapons are forged from, which the traps are actually made there. But they're also an element that only Trapmasters can interact with. So if I come in there with a Skylander or a villain, I'm going to see that I'm not going to do any damage to it.
You've been here too, eh, compadre? Well, what are you waiting for? Go bust that sucker open with your righteously awesome crystal weapon!
So, for example, to show off that point, could you put this one on there for me? Right there. Thank you. So this is Torch, another one of our core Skylanders. Another female character as well.
I like the name, Torch.
Now I'm going to switch to Sheep Creep. I got a lot of little chompies down there. I can do some damage to the Chompies, but you notice I'm not doing anything to the Tractanium. Even if I try to blow it up, nothing happens. Same will happen if I switch over to Torch. I can blast some fire out there, and I can even get it white hot. Right? No damage. I can change over to these little magma horseshoes. And again, nothing. So what I need is a Trap Master to be able to do some damage to that. So let's switch out to... yes, how do you put that on there? This is Crypt King. Another one of our undead Trap Masters.
So it's like a giant.
And notice again, his weapon is glowing because he's in the presence of Traptania. And, quite differently, this character is having no trouble being able to destroy the Traptanium. And I noticed that the Traptanium was actually leading me to kind of a secreted area here.
Nice.
So it's always beneficial to be able to try to uncover what the Traptanium is obscuring. Now we're going to transition over to another area of our game here. We're going to look at our second villain that we're going to try to capture.
You're showing a lot of promise, kid.
You get two traps with the game, unless you're getting the Dark Edition, which you get three traps.
You get three?
Now I'm going to switch out to another one here. Can you put this guy on there for me? This is Gusto. He's our air-type Trap Master. I like him because he literally will just suck in the enemy and can use that enemy as a weapon. So for example, I'll take this guy here, absorb him, now he's in my belly, and I get to fire him out. Very efficient. Or I can use the boomerang, which is great because it does damage going out and coming back in.
If you want to get through this cat, you'll need to tag in with the Trapmaster of the Tekken.
Now, right up at the top here, we're going to get a glimpse of our next villain that we can try to capture. But unlike Sheep Creep, where we can go one-to-one in combat, this guy is too huge to be able to pull that off.
The strange thing is, he's supposed to be locked up in Cloud Cracker Prison, too. Something very peculiar going on here, and I suggest we get to the bottom of it. Pronto!
Fly!
Soda!
This guy is already stories tall, and if he gets what he wants, it's going to be even worse. He grew even bigger.
The Gulper.
So I'm going to need to figure out another way to defeat this guy rather than going one-on-one.
If it's soda that Gulper wants, it's soda he's not going to get. So all you need to do is bounce on over to that next building and destroy the soda vat before he can drink it. That ought to hold him for a bit.
Alright, so to do that, I'm going to try to pick a character that can do a lot of damage, which happens to be a villain I have in here. Could you put this in there for me? Put it right in there. Fantastic. This is Shrednaut, our tech-type villain that we captured earlier. A couple trolls in this vehicle that looks like a combination between lawnmower and chainsaw. They can launch off some explosives here to start up the vehicle. It starts doing huge amounts of damage. And I just destroyed very easily that first bat of soda. But now that they've done their job, I'll just send them right back in. And they go back into the crystal. We can see them there.
Well, it recharges.
I think we can do something with that troll, too.
Tag us in to find out what.
So they also act kind of like a sidekick. You can hear them continually commenting on the game as I go through. Now Now, although the gulper was blocking my path here, we learned earlier about these vats of soda there. Well, again, if I just kind of shake it up and agitate it, you fire that cork, and cause them to move off there. Let's bring in, who do we have here? I'll bring back Shrednock because those guys did such a good job the first time.
The most awesome idea! And for me, see these two vats here? This orange ambrosia cooler was named the soda of the year. The other green stuff is bottom-feeding suction eel flavor that tastes even worse than it sounds. But if we can switch them up and trick the gulper into drinking the eel stuff, it might just bring him down to size.
All right, so my strategy is different now. I'm not going to need to destroy anything. I need to trick them. I need to use boost those large vats. So I'm actually going to switch out
of the way.
And let's move to a Skylander that's got a little muscle. Could you help me put this guy on there? All right, put him right there. Thank you very much. So as you can see here, Wallop has got a few muscles there to spare. I think he can get the job done for us. Let's take that first vat, knock this over the side. So now we've shrunk him down to size, we have our opportunity to be able to capture him. Again, he's a water type, so we'll need a water trap. Sven, is that right? Sven, is that your name?
Spencer,
I'm sorry. Could you put that into here? And then once again, we'll hear him go from game into the toy.
My trident! I just wanted to drink soda!
What? Hello? Can anybody hear Gulper? And if so, can you bring Gulper some soda?
The Gulper trapped.
Gulper have to be nice now. Kind of strange, but Gulper get used to it. Gulper can fly!
And that brings us to the end of the demo. Did you had one question?
Is this game for Wii?
Yes, it's for Wii, Wii U, Xbox 360, Xbox One, PS3, PS4, and the Nintendo 3DS.
Now, when I first heard about this game back in the day, I mean, Skylander's the first one. I mean, I knew Spyro the Dragon from various, you know, PlayStation titles that, you know, that I'd played.
Yes.
And finding that you guys were evolving it a little bit, it was still Spyro, but it wasn't just Spyro, and it was a lot of really great characters that were going into it. Where do you guys find all the innovation to do it? I mean, there's so many great characters.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, funny is you mentioned Spyro, because actually Spyro is back in a big way. The one thing we didn't mention here is Eon's Elite, which is right outside here. You'll see some of those shots there. He and Chop Shop, there we go, are a part of Eon's Elite, and you'll tell them by their actually kind of gold metallic bases there. And those are characters that are going to be available when the game comes out, and those are characters that are three times more powerful than any other Skylander in the game. And so they're going to be hugely under the spotlight again. And those are going to be characters that are from the original game, from the Skylander Spyro Adventure.
Nice. Yeah. Now, I was a big fan of the whole model anyways from the very beginning. As soon as I read Toys for Bob was coming out with this great figurine that you could own, take home with you, put it up on your shelf, and then you could bring it into the world. I'm starting to see that exact same model being carried around to other places. I mean, we see Disney Infinity is doing that, and I don't know if you heard, but Transformers Angry Birds is coming out, and they're doing something very similar. They say flattery is the best kind of... or what is it?
Imitation's
the best form of flattery. So you guys.
Well, we have the luxury of being able to concentrate exactly on what we're doing. Obviously, we're a completely different game style than some of the other products you're mentioning. But you know, we're the number one kids video game, the number one kids toy, and we strive to stay there by continuing to say, what's next? What can we innovate to make a whole brand new kind of gameplay style that is going to be fun for that next game, and also bring new stuff for your old characters to do. My son still brings Spyro in as his first character inaugurator for every game, right? Because he wants to find out, what is my beloved character I spent so much time with, what does he do new in here? You know, Swap Force, he was just over, you know, beside himself, and he's like, saw all the brand new animations, all the HD stuff, the fact his character could jump. There's a character for two games that was like, jump pad only. And so, of course, with this new innovation now, being able to grab those villains that you love, like, you know, Chompy Mage, you're like, oh, and the ability to play Chaos. You know how long kids have been asking us to be able to play as Chaos?
I'd want to play as Chaos.
So, yeah, the innovation is key to that. But, of course, the Toys to Life genre is, it was pioneered by Toys to Bob, and I think they're still really the leaders in it.
Yeah. Any. This is just me. What about articulation? Are we going to see articulation maybe down the road? Because I would love to be able to pose them however I want. I mean, I've been playing with toys long enough that, you know, I'm kind of expecting it now.
Well, you know, that's part of the magic, is the toys come to life in the game, not so much outside of that. And as a parent, actually, I really enjoy the aspect of that fact that, like, when the TV goes off, the screen goes on, you know, their time is up for the day, they keep playing with the toys. Despite the fact that they're solid figures, their imagination fills all that, especially every time they go in the game and they get a new power. That comes back out in the stories that they make and goes into the characters. So it's really strong. And kids have a firm attachment to the characters and the figures themselves, because they've built up all those powers and the customizations, the names into that character. It's their Spyro, and they know it.
Absolutely. I mean, from the very beginning. I mean, before, back in the day when we were kids, I know that we had a TV show, and, you know, I had G.I. Joes, and then I bought G.I. Joes, and I saw them doing whatever they did on their on my Saturday morning cartoon. Now I took them home and I can make my own adventures. Here it's taking it that next step, and I get to control them in the game as well.
Mm-hmm.
So just the innovation is just fabulous. I love Skylanders.
And I love the fact that, you know, with the villains in the game, here's a character that is not, you know, an articulated toy that I actually get to put into the trap, and it's of my choosing, right? It's an empty trap. It's whoever I want to be able to put in there. And so it might be a figure that wouldn't even be possible as a toy, but I get to be able to play it, which is kind of new for the Skylanders franchise as well.
Yeah, and that's brilliant. I love it. I absolutely love that idea. Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to playing it out when it comes out. What is your release date?
October 5th, and that will be a universal date with the starter pack as well as the Dark Edition. As we've described before, what the contents of those are, available for all the platforms that we've mentioned, and you'll be starting to see AN's Elite as characters coming out individually as well.
Are we going to see some Toys R Us exclusives at the very beginning? Branching out to other areas?
We haven't made any announcements about that stuff yet. That's more. Seriously, pay attention. There's some awesome stuff coming down the pike that you guys are going to really, really dig.
Cool. Yeah. Well, that's it for us.
Right.
Thanks for having us. Mike and Sal for Inside Pulse signing off.